This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North, and as we get into a new week, let's make sure we set our lives in the right direction this week. And our lives are in the right direction when God is the one leading them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." Well, is God leading your life? The best way to make sure that's so is to be sensitive to God's voice in your life. And that happens as you take time to listen to God each day. Take some time to get in God's Word, listen to what He's saying to you, and make sure that you respond to God in what He's saying to you. Then you'll find your life moving down that path with God at the head of it. We're going to look this week at the theme of God's voice. And I want to look today in Genesis chapter 1, the very first chapter of the whole Bible. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image.'" Well, who do you think he was talking to? Well, of course, God is a Trinity. Three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Father is speaking to the other members of the Trinity and saying, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. In the next chapter, the writer of the book of Genesis gives us a bit more detail about that creation. It says in verse 7, "Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Isn't that interesting? God spoke everything into existence with his words, with his voice, except for mankind. Us, God formed with his own hands. You know, God takes special concern for mankind, for you. You are special to God. God has so many special purposes and desires for you in your life. So many times we ignore how special we are to God. Life can deal us experiences, and we never understood how badly they could hurt us. And in those times when we feel broken and not capable of doing anything worthwhile, it's those times that we really need to remember that God considers us very precious to him. He created you with his own hands, and he breathed into you the breath of his own life. You weren't just created with a spoken word, as amazing as that is. You were a breath from the Almighty God. And this day that you're going into today was also created by God for you. And it's God's plan for you to enjoy what he has made for you. As you step outside the door, or if you're driving in your car, just look around you at the day God has made for you today. Take time out and recognize that you are a part of that creation made specially by God, because he has an eternal purpose for you. Look around you at nature today and let God know how thankful you are that he has shown such care for you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.